I'm Kyle. Here's a loaded question, but how has Special Olympics changed your life?
From my experience, in all honesty, working with Special Olympics athletes has made a much bigger impact on my life than I could ever make on their lives by coaching and putting in a few hours.
Welcome to the Athlete Voice podcast brought to you by Special Olympics Wisconsin. We are very excited to have this show today to really talk about our season of giving that we're entering in and to talk about just all of the wonderful things that the holiday season brings and you know, just maybe those feelings that we all have of, hey, we want to contribute to our community a little bit more. We want to figure out what we can do to help. We're talking to somebody today who's really going to be able to explain some of that. So love to introduce my co-host, Ed Castern. Ed, how's it going today?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, Ed. And Ed, we've got a pretty great guest today, don't we? Somebody who really, really loves the movement of Special Olympics, right?
Yeah, we have Kyle Kittle from Thrivent Financial, and Thrivent's been a big supporter of Special Olympics. Kyle, do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved with the movement and why it's so passionate to you? And
yeah, appreciate you all having me on today. I got first involved with Special Olympics because I have a cousin, Ryan, who has Down syndrome. Has been a huge part of my life and made a really big impact. So when I went to college, it actually wasn't too far from where Ryan lives. And that's when I first got involved with coaching Special Olympics there, and really fell in love with it, fell in love with the people, you know, to be able to give back to this community has been an incredible experience and really got me hooked right away. Over the years, done a lot of different, you know, roles and different things within Special Olympics. So I've coached for about 12 years now in a variety of different sports, from flag football, basketball, track, and golf. I've also been a part of some of the regional games management teams. I've done the polar plunge for the last 6 years, and we've raised over $10,000 during that time. We also ran our first basketball camp at UW River Falls, where I went to school, where I played, not far from where Ryan lives, which was really cool. And then my other incredible experience was I was the head coach for the unified flag football team at the USA Games in 2022.
That's amazing, Kyle. And I'm more now just listening to the list there. You've done so much. Can you talk about from that personal family experience and what Ryan has needed over the years of why is it so important that an individual with intellectual disabilities gets involved in something like this?
Yeah, it's a great way for, you know, people to stay active, for people to build a community, to be a part of a team, a part of something that's bigger than yourself. A lot of times we know there's not always those opportunities for people with disabilities. So I think Special Olympics does an incredible job of bringing that competition and allowing athletes to be able to compete. And I mean, I'm inspired by our athletes. In one of my recent basketball seasons, my best basketball player on our team was like early 60s. And it's like, hey, if I'm still playing basketball in my 60s, that would be incredible to be able to do that. So it's been a huge benefit for him to be able to, you know, play sports, which he loves, and our athletes love sports, to be able to compete and to be able to be a part of a team and make friendships and relationships with others.
When we talk about Special Olympics, there's so many different elements to Special Olympics. And we talk about, one of the things we talk about is the joy that we provide and we bring to the athletes. What kind of joy do you get as coaching? Like, I remember seeing that on film. I remember seeing that last minute touchdown pass. And it plays over and over in my head. And then you got people jumping around at the end and they're getting all excited. And I like, you know, because I think it was Tyler that scored the touchdown, the winning touchdown. Can you go into that moment and describe how the feeling was?
Yeah, that was an incredible experience. Like I said, being able to help be a small part of that Unified Flag football team. And for those that don't know, so it was a team of unified athletes. So it was students from UW-Madison competing with Special Olympics athletes. And we were competing against other colleges throughout the U.S. Down in Florida at the USA Games. And it was an incredible experience. We were very fortunate that we got into the championship game and we made a really big comeback and had to throw a deep touchdown pass, like Ed was saying, to win it. And there was just so much excitement and so much joy around that. And that's really what I see when I work with, you know, Special Olympics athletes, is they really change your perspective on life. The joy that they live with, the compassion that they have for others, even when it's their opponent, is something that's truly inspiring and something that we just need more of in this world.
We talk about that with anybody who's going to come to one of our events or if they're going to volunteer for the first time. Sometimes in other parts of our lives, it's easy to feel maybe insecure, or maybe we feel like, oh, if we're not good at this thing, we might get judged. That's not the case when working with Special Olympics athletes, is it?
No, not at all. When you serve and are able to be there with Special Olympics athletes, there is, you know, so much positive energy, so much joy. They have so much fun, and they'll be honest with you. You'll get a lot of laughs, but there's no judgment when you're doing it. You don't need to be perfect. They're very understanding. You just being there and that presence of whatever role it may be as a volunteer really allows them to be able to do these competitions and to do the things that they love. So they're always very appreciative of anyone who volunteers.
And then, Kyle, I think we're not talking about rocket scientists here, but just a simple hi, a simple smile can change an athlete's day. It's not nothing complicated, right?
Yeah, nothing complicated at all. Even when you know, say, like, for example, I've been a coach for a while and sports have been always a big part of my life. So this, you know, serving opportunity has really fallen into my wheelhouse. But I've worked with plenty of people and have had coaches that, you know, nothing about the sport that we are coaching. But to have the positive energy, to be able to greet others, you know, to have making sure that, you know, everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing and cheering them on and being a support, you know, through frustrations and through the joys. Really, it's just your presence and being there is what's most important. All you have to do is show up and everything will work out.
And Kyle, you know, we always wonder too, how am I going to find the time for this? Or folks might listen to this podcast and think, well, that's really nice. And that's so great that Kyle is doing it, but I just don't have the time. I've got a family. I've got a job. I don't have time. So talk about that. How do you incorporate this into your work, your life, your home life balance?
Yeah, the great thing about Special Olympics is there's a variety of different ways you can volunteer in different, you know, levels, different roles. And I completely understand there are different seasons of life where, you know, at some point, like I was doing multiple sports, doing multiple events when I was just single on my own. That's what I wanted to do in my free time. Now being married, have scaled back a little bit, like understandably, to not doing quite as much, but still finding what is my role during this season of life. And I, like I said, I completely understand the people. Everyone is busy these days. But if you can just carve a little bit of time out, you know, a lot of the coaching that I do, typically we practice once a week. You know, maybe it's an hour, hour and a half at the most that we're practicing. So not a ton of time on a consistent weekly basis. But also, like, I've been a part of the regional games management teams. And if there are any events in your area, whether it's, you know, regional, sectional, state, there are plenty of opportunities where you're just working for one day or for a 4-hour window, which a lot of us, we can find that time if we just put it on the calendar. And a lot of it is just being thoughtful and planning ahead of time. We all get busy. And it's crazy how fast 2025 has flown by. So there's a variety of different ways that you can get involved with Special Olympics, no matter what time frame you have to be able to commit.
And Kyle, what would you say to like a new volunteer? Because those new volunteers, they get nervous. They're like, how can I help out? What can I do? How would you tell them to get them started, you know?
Yeah. Obviously, talk to your local, whether it's the agency or the state office, to try to get involved with Special Olympics and seek out the different roles, whether that is coaching, volunteering. There's several different ways you can be involved. And yes, anytime you do something new, it's going to be nerve-wracking. And even I'll admit there are plenty of days where I'm showing up to practice or an event and it's like going into it, oh, I have to do this again. But once you get there, I truly believe, and we can't really explain it until you experience it, is that it will really change your life. And the perspective that you will see, from my experience, in all honesty, working with Special Olympics athletes has made a much bigger impact on my life than I could ever make on their lives by coaching and putting in a few hours. I really feel that this is something that is like nothing else in the world. When you're able to serve others, is something that's really fulfilling.
Well, and just how the athletes teach us so much, right? They teach us about human dignity. They teach us about kindness. They, you know, like you said, sometimes they just know exactly when to make us laugh if we're having a rough day. Like there really is an intuition there that a lot of these folks have that perhaps we don't take the time to pause and let into our world, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So Kyle, you also work for an organization who has been a really strong supporter and an intentional supporter of Special Olympics Wisconsin for several years. And with the holiday season really underway, Thrivent's doing some really unique events for Special Olympics Wisconsin to support the athletes in the state. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I love that I'm able to take my passion for Special Olympics and serving people with disabilities into my role as a financial advisor. We know that there are unique circumstances that they go through each and every day. And I really enjoy walking alongside families as they try to navigate it, and love Thrivent and our generosity and our mission and value to be able to make an impact in the community. And there are a variety of different ways that we do that, and our members continue to do that. But specifically, we're talking about the Day of Giving, which is coming up here in December, where Thrivent will match. For every $2 that's donated to Special Olympics Wisconsin, Thrivent will match $1 in this holiday season. So if you are a person who is passionate about Special Olympics, have a loved one who's a competitor, your gift will go longer with Thrivent's help through this holiday season.
And Thrivent, as part of that, is hosting a couple of events for your members and just other folks in the community in both Madison and Appleton, where really, if you're looking for that, sometimes if people want to give a donation, they really want to know how that gift is used. And I think, you know, attending one of those Thrivent events is really a great way to learn more about the mission.
Yeah, it'll be great events, you know, like you said, in those two areas for people to come, have fun, you know, get a little bit of that experience of what it's like to be around Special Olympics athletes. But also to see when you donate, like you said, where that money is going. How is that supporting people? And it's going to be a lot of fun this holiday season.
And Kyle, here's a loaded question, but how has Special Olympics changed? Because you talk about perspective, you talk about life. How has it changed your life? And not just you personally, but maybe your wife's life to come home and see maybe a new Kyle side that she never seen before.
Yeah, I've hit on a lot of them already, but that perspective change really is what you see with the joy that Special Olympics athletes live. Like I said, the compassion that they show for others. They a lot of times don't have a care in the world. Like they are just there. They are happy with the simplest things in life. And like you said, those small things, even just saying hi to someone and encouraging them, really can change their day. So it's little things that you can do. And I've, you know, had so many great experiences and stories through my volunteer work. Like, I know one that really has stood out to me over the years is when I first started coaching basketball, we actually had a woman who was deaf at the time. And as we would practice, she had quite the personality, and she would, you know, take a few dribbles. She'd either bounce it off of her foot or she'd kick the ball kind of on purpose and then just go kind of like giggle and laugh and go chase the ball and come back. And, you know, over the years, we were able to improve her skills. She would get, you know, farther and farther without having to go chase the ball. And this was after college that I, you know, I'd moved away. And I remember my aunt texting me a video of her being able to dribble all the way down and all the way back. And that was such a moment that I was just so proud of her to see all the work she's done over the years. So things like that really, you know, change your perspective on how you view people with disabilities. And I've had so many experiences where I would say a lot of people, I don't want to like kind of doubt the abilities or the skill levels. And I've been very fortunate. I've coached from low level to, you know, a very high level, and have seen some incredible athletes who perform at the highest levels. Like, I remember we were at the USA Games, and there was, I want to say he was from Kansas. He was the 100 meter hurdler state champion in Kansas, and it was at the Special Olympics USA Games. So it's pretty incredible to see what these athletes can do when they're given the opportunity.
It's that reminder, like, let's just never doubt each other, right?
And Kyle, did you have to learn, like, you talk about that one athlete that was deaf, did you have to learn sign language, or did you know sign language already? Because we have an athlete on our team, and I cheer for her, and my coach is like, you know, she's deaf, right? You don't have to cheer so loud. I'm like, I just want to make sure she knows I'm cheering for her and I'm pulling for her, you know?
Yeah, I did not learn sign language, unfortunately. Was a little busy, you know, in college, playing sports, volunteering, things like that. I wish I knew sign language. I know my cousin Ryan, my aunt taught him at a very young age to be able to communicate that way. Because early on, that's kind of their only avenue, and would love to learn sign language at some point. A lot of times, you know, in basketball and coaching, you know, you're showing and providing examples. So she's able to see, you know, us dribble or see us shoot. But we also actually at that time had a blind basketball player as well. So that was an experience too, where she had a cane with her that she would, you know, we would tap the backboard so that she would be able to hear where the basket is, and be able to do some different things. Similar with passing, we'd be able to tap on the wall and she'd be able to, you know, pass where that sound is coming from, which if you don't think that's inspiring and incredible to be able to do that, it's crazy.
Well, and what a way for that to transfer into your everyday life, where I know this has had the same impact on my husband, my children, where when you're around folks like that, you see them doing brave things and you also see them having to overcome all of their different challenges. When you encounter perhaps a hard of hearing or a blind person just, you know, out in the community, you not only do you know maybe how to assist if they need some help, but it's just now it's probably become part of your DNA to just know how to be there and know how to give them dignity.
Yeah. And I think, like what you said, just having that experience and developing the relationships, especially whether you see someone out in the community, it helps you to identify them or think of them as a person first before their disability, I'd say is something that. And that goes with anybody from any culture, race, things like that. You know, the more you spend time with them, the more they become human to you and identify much more with their heart, with their love, with their joy than seeing their disability as the first thing.
And like last year when I was at basketball skills at regional, you know, there was this guy from Sheboygan. He's like, yeah, my wife drug me to it. I didn't know what I was going to get out of it. But just for you to see, get that basketball out there and make those shots, I didn't know if you were going to get up there or not. But he had to come up to me and tell me what joy I brought to him. I'm like, I'm like, thank you. And he's like, now I'm going to volunteer. Now I'm going to do it because what you did for me. I'm like, whoa, I was blown away. I was taken back. I'm like, I'm just being myself. And it's like, whoa. It's like,
yeah, we see those stories time and time again where, yeah, somebody dragged me to this. I had to do it because my high school class is doing it. But then they get hooked and they keep coming. You know, this has been a truly family affair for us. Over time, I've been really involved. And obviously, you know, having Ryan in our family, we've gone to a ton of his competitions. But, you know, slowly, my brother is a special education teacher now. Our basketball camp that we put on was started by my aunts and their agency, but our family is the one who really comes and coaches and is involved with organizing it, where both my parents are there. My dad was a longtime basketball coach, so it was really cool for him to experience working with Special Olympics athletes and how to run a camp with them. Mm-hmm. Versus how you run one traditionally, and he's done that for many years. And my mom was involved with setting up. My brother, you know, is a basketball coach. His wife helps coach basketball. My wife also gets involved with organizing, as well as my mom. So it's one of those things that has slowly spread within our family of how can we continue to give back in this community. And that's where that basketball camp idea really came from, because we know that that's not an experience that people with disabilities get to have. Right. Where a lot of other athletes, they grew up going to different types of basketball camps.
Well, Kyle, we are so grateful as an entire state of Wisconsin that you and your family have made such an impact on the Special Olympics Wisconsin movement. And all of the words you said, I don't know how anyone could say no. I mean, you definitely have helped us recruit some future volunteers. And also, again, thank you to Thrivent Financial. Thank you to your organization for the support as we head into this holiday season. If you are interested in attending one of the Thrivent events and learning more about the Special Olympics Wisconsin movement, or if you would like more information on how to support the organization this holiday season, please visit us at specialolympicswisconsin.org and you can learn more. Kyle and Ed, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.